Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
644, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about tariffs. Somebody texted in and you drive a 2014 Honda CRV. Yeah, I do. I don't know what your point is in that. I live within my means, and it's a dependable vehicle, and it's got a timing chain, not a belt, and I'm going to drive it till it dies because I just live a conservative lifestyle. But because of that, I don't really have to worry about tariffs because I don't spend that much money at all, and whatever effect it's going to have is going to be minimal on me. I worry about people that are living either above their means or are overextended and are going to be hurt by this because they're not going to be able to pay their bills or this or that or the other thing. Maybe it'll work out. I don't know. Leah Long joins us now, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, to talk about how they feel about small business, about proposed tariffs, and what they hope to see lawmakers tackle in the upcoming session. How you doing, Leah?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me your thoughts about what are small business people thinking about tariffs?
You know, we have heard from a few small business owners that are currently impacted or they're concerned. But, you know, right now they're energized kind of on the new administration in general. They're energized on what it can look like for their future. But on a federal level, yeah, we have heard some kind of complaint about tariffs, be a little uncertain about what it looks like. But right now, their biggest issue is actually the 20% small business deduction. I think we've talked about that on here quite a bit. But that's their biggest concern right now, because if that's not reinstated, doesn't really matter what goes on with the tariffs, because they're going to be hit with a huge tax increase if it isn't reinstated permanently.
Let's talk about that. 20%, what is it you said?
It's a 20% small business deduction. So obviously right now, small businesses are not, they don't pay the taxes on the first 20% of their profit.
Yeah, wait, hang on, Leah. Let me slow up a little bit here. You're talking about federal taxes?
Yeah, federal.
Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So first 20% of profits is not taxed by the IRS as it stands now?
Yes. Okay. So it's called it was put back when the Trump administration was first in. It's the 20% small business deduction. It's actually set to expire in 2025.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a huge push between small business owners and FIB to get this reinstated. And so we're urging all of Congress, you know, the importance of this, and that if, you know, small businesses don't get this reinstated, they're going to be hit with a huge tax increase. And as we always say, it's already hard enough to own and operate a small business in the current economy, and has been for quite a while, that would be devastating for these small business owners.
Louisiana has a lot of stroke in Washington right now with Mike Johnson, yeah, and Steve Scalise. I presume the small business Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses has been in their ear, email, inbox, text, whatever you call it.
Yeah, constantly. And so far, the Louisiana delegation, they've been great. They understand. Some have been co-sponsors. So that's been a huge thing. But you've got to, you know, make sure you can see, make sure all Congress members understand, not just Louisiana. So as a group effort, hopefully getting that reinstated. And that kind of adds to a little bit of the uncertainty that they're concerned about with the tariffs. But, you know, you have that going on. Also, the tax thing, and, you know, just locally, I know we're going to talk about legislative priorities, mm-hmm, and we always talk about insurance. So the small business owners, our main priority for this session is going to be insurance and lawsuit abuse reform. As we've talked about the last year, I guess, everyone's been talking about insurance, but we're hopeful that with Commissioner Tim Temple and the governor and the legislators that, you know, we can move in the right direction. It's not going to move overnight, but we need to start bringing bills that actually affect, you know, these insurance rates.
Tell me about the importance of small businesses, not just in Louisiana, but in the country. And I'll tell you in a second why I'm asking you that.
Well, you think about small business, it's pretty much the backbone of the economy. You know, it's what creates the community you live in. They employ the community, and they give back to the community. And you think about it, you go, you know, whatever town you may be in, there's a local store or something that is a small business owner. And those people set out to create a business and, you know, employ people and have a better life for themselves. And I always say that's the American dream, right?
Right. So the 20% small business deduction is important to the entire nation, not just Louisiana, and it's the National Federation of Independent Businesses. It would seem to me that this would be a slam dunk in Congress. Tell me what's the holdup? What's the problem?
It's just getting it reinstated. You know,
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It takes, you know, you got to get it through there. You got to get it to the president's desk. So, you know, we're hoping, you know, administration obviously will sign it and that'll go. But you've got some people that, you know, whether what side of the aisle this is a bipartisan issue, right? Because it affects every type of business owner. So it's not a political issue. It's, you know, it's a business issue.
So who's pushing back, Lee, I guess is what I'm wondering, because I don't care if it's a, you know, I'm trying to go as far left as I can. I don't care if it's a head shop that sells marijuana devices or it's a MAGA shop. Either way, it's a small business owner. So they're concerned about this. I don't understand why this would not breeze its way through Congress. Am I missing something?
Well, it was probably the previous administration, just some of the mandated overreach on small business. And so since it was not set to expire until 2025, no one, you know, in typical government fashion, they usually don't take care of it until, you know, right when you have to. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where they're at. If it would have expired, you know, in 2022, we probably would be here in the same position, regardless of what administration was in charge or not, trying to remind them the importance of this.
So if it does,
we're hopeful that it's going to get there.
If it does expire, what kind of effect does that have on small businesses?
Drastic. You know, you think about that, some 20% tax increase could do a business in. I mean, that's huge. So, you know, some of the small businesses that rely on that at the end of the year and make sure that that's calculated into their revenue and how they can reinvest in their company, and it'll affect, you know, how they pay their employees. So it's going to be devastating. 9 out of 10 small business owners will have major issues with this if it is not reinstated.
All right, let me take a break. 6:50, talking to Lee Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We have already addressed tariffs and the 20% small business deduction. We'll talk about legislative priorities for that session that's set to begin later on this month. A cloudy, muggy Wednesday morning. Let's look at traffic now on WWL. 6:56, call it 4 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Leah Long, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We've already talked about tariffs on this so-called Liberation Day and also about the 20% small business deduction. Leah, somebody texted in, and this is not a bad question, and they said, I own a small business, and I'm obviously all for it, but before Trump passed the 20% small business deduction, what were small businesses doing?
They still had the tax break. It just wasn't the full 20%. So there was a deduction in there, but it just got extended when Trump was in the first time.
Increased or extended?
Increased, not okay. Extended. We would love to extend. We need to extend and make it permanent forever.
All right, let's talk about, well, nobody wants to pay taxes. Let's talk about the legislative session. You talked about insurance and tort reform. Tell me the challenges that small businesses face as it relates to insurance. And are you talking about liability with slip and falls? Are you talking about vehicular insurance, all of the above?
All of the above. You know, that kind of breaks down into workers' comp issues and then, you know, the issues they face with that. But, you know, for small businesses, they rarely have the, you know, excessive amount of money laying around to fight these litigation costs. And so actually small businesses end up paying more in litigation costs because you've got to go get an attorney, do all of that. Most of these small business owners don't have an attorney in-house. They don't have one on, you know, retainer either. And so the high insurance rates and the legal expenses really do limit their ability to, you know, grow and create jobs and reinvest in their company. And so that's one thing that, you know, you think about a bad lawsuit, it could actually take a small business out, you know, if it's bad enough. And so I think that's one thing we've got to think about moving into the session is, you know, we've been talking about it for a year and a half now, about what do we do about the insurance rates? Well, they're getting unaffordable and, you know, it's just bad environment to own and operate a business if the legal climate is the way it is here.
Tell me about
so that's a big one.
With the small business break. Somebody texted in, what is defined as a small business and by statute, who is it that gets the 20% break?
So the national, you know, federal is it's 500 employees or less, and then if you're not publicly traded, okay. To make you an independent small business. So your accountant should know, you know, that's what I always say if people have questions, if you are a small business owner and you want to make sure that you're getting the full amounts that you need, you know, talk to your CPA.
So when it comes to insurance reform and tort reform, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, and I've said this before, there's a way, but do you really think there's the will in the legislative session to do anything about this? Because the trial attorneys, and look, trial attorneys do some good work for some people, trial attorneys are small business owners in a lot of different ways, but I don't see the political will changing anything soon. I might be wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of spotlight on this session, you know, due to the constitutional amendments failing and, you know, kind of back to the drawing board on taxes, but we can't forget insurance. You know, none of us, as you said earlier, want to pay taxes and we want to make it a better, you know, business climate here in general. And that also includes insurance. So I'm hopeful because if we do nothing, then we'll get no changes. And so we can't keep doing nothing. We're about 20 years behind. States around us have big insurance packages. Florida, you know, they're trying to revamp their system. And so we've got to move forward. You know, we can't stay the same. If not, we're going to continue to get worse here in Louisiana.
I totally agree with everything you said, Leah, but my name's Thomas, and I'll believe it when I see it. Thank you, Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We'll come back, talk to Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, about what could happen with the Esplanade Mall and some other things in Jefferson Parish. And we'll talk with Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, about the long-running bankruptcy case for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Wednesday morning, moving right along. Stay with me, Tommy Tucker, WWL.